Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
How do you say the word so in Italian? If you look it up in the dictionary, it's a bit of a nightmare because you'll find at least 10 different words all used in slightly different ways. Why is it so complicated? Così complicato. But luckily, there's one word that covers a lot of the times you'll want to say so, and that's così.
In this episode, you get tips on how to use it and learn about a rare Italian spicy food.
Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. So, I know we're actually here to talk about the word so, but now we all want to know about this rare Italian spicy food. Che cos'è? What is it?
So, it's a spreadable pork sausage called 'nduja. It's from Calabria, and the word is in dialect, so it's a bit hard to pronounce, even for us Italians.
Yeah, so is there an N followed by a D at the beginning, like this, 'nduja?
Yes, 'nduja. 'Nduja. It's known all over Italy, so it's not rare because it's not available. It's rare because Italian cuisine isn't usually spicy. The exception is the Calabria region, because they have lovely red peperoncini, chili peppers.
And I find it often catches me by surprise, because in Italy I'm never expecting the spice. So here's a typical conversation that we might have when this happens. And by the way, once we stop being distracted by food, we will get to the word così. So as you're listening to the conversation, how many examples of the word così can you hear? And what do they mean?
La 'nduja è così buona. Katie, stai bene?
Sì, ma è sempre così piccante.
Aggiungi un po' di ricotta, così è meno forte.
Così?
Sì, così. Com'è?
Così così. So, Matteo started with...
La 'nduja è così buona.
The 'nduja is so good, literally.
La.
The.
'Nduja.
That's the spicy sausage spread from Calabria.
È.
Is.
Così.
So.
Buona.
Good. This time ending in a, buona, because 'nduja is feminine. And now we're finally getting to così. Here's our first example. So good. Così buona. We use it in the same way we use so for emphasis in English. It's a bit like saying really or extremely. Let's hear some examples. How would you say the chili is so spicy? The chili is il peperoncino. Il peperoncino. And spicy is piccante. Piccante.
Il peperoncino è così piccante. Il peperoncino è così piccante.
Learning Italian is so fun. Learning is imparare, imparare, and fun is divertente, divertente. And we literally say the Italian, L apostrophe Italiano, l'italiano.
Imparare l'italiano è così divertente. Imparare l'italiano è così divertente.
We try. We do try to make it fun, even though we know that learning Italian can be hard at times. Speaking of which, if you find we're making learning Italian a little more divertente, fun for you, would you mind taking a second to follow us in your podcast app? So just hit the follow button wherever you're listening, and this way you'll get updates when we release new episodes, and you'll also help our podcast grow.
Grazie mille.
Back to così, We can also use it to emphasize something negatively, of course, just like in English. For example, Italian bureaucracy is so complicated.
La burocrazia italiana è così complicata. La burocrazia italiana è così complicata. It's true. It's very true.
Sì, così complicata. Let's talk quickly about how to pronounce così, because it's spelled C-O-S-I, but above the I, there's a little accent. This means that it's the most important part of the word that you want to make stand out. So when you say it, put all of your effort onto the last I, which is pronounced E.
Così. Così.
So it doesn't sound like cozy, like when you put on a big warm winter jumper in front of the fire. It's not cozy with the emphasis on o, but it's rather così with the emphasis on I.
Così. Così.
Then Matteo said,
Katie, stai bene?
Katie, are you okay? Literally.
Stai.
You stay.
Bene.
Well. And Italians use stay to talk about how they are, and you can learn more about this in episode 88. Next, I said,
Sì, ma è sempre così piccante?
Yes, but is it always so spicy?
Sì.
Yes.
Ma.
But.
È.
It is.
Sempre.
Always.
Così.
So.
Piccante.
Spicy. And here's another example of così meaning so for emphasis. So spicy.
Così piccante.
Then Matteo shares a little trick with me.
Aggiungi un po' di ricotta.
Add a bit of ricotta.
Aggiungi.
You add.
Un po'.
A bit.
Di.
Of.
Ricotta.
Ricotta cheese. Then he explains why.
Così è meno forte.
This way, it's less strong.
Così.
This way.
È.
It is.
Meno.
Less.
Forte.
Strong. And here we heard another really common use of così. We use it to give a reason for doing something, like saying so that, in order to, or because in this way. For example, Italians are often curious about why you're learning Italian, and you could give a reason starting with so that. So that I can visit less touristy places.
Così posso visitare posti meno turistici. Così posso visitare posti meno turistici.
So that I can talk to my cousins.
Così posso parlare con i miei cugini. Così posso parlare con i miei cugini.
Next, I asked Matteo if I was adding the ricotta in the right way. I only needed one little word.
Così?
Like this. Italians also use così to mean like this, like that, or like so. In Italian, there's just one word, così. For example, a sales clerk might say, insert your card, like so.
Inserisci la carta, così. Inserisci la carta, così.
Because Italians use così for like this, like that, and like so, it's simpler than in English because you don't have to worry about any differences between them.
Finally, something easy about Italian.
It also means you'll hear it and use it very often. In fact, Matteo replied,
Sì, così.
Yes, like that. Then Matteo asked,
Com'è?
How is it?
Come?
How?
È.
It is. We smush come, how, and è, it is, together to get come. Then I replied,
Così, così.
So, so. And here's a surprising similarity between Italian and English. Just like how in English we can say so, so to mean that something's okay-ish but a bit underwhelming, we can use così, così in Italian.
But we have a little tip for you. You might learn these in Italian classes and textbooks as a reply to come stai, how are you? This is correct in Italian, but we don't really use it much in that way.
It's a bit like English, really. When was the last time you heard someone say so-so when you asked how are you? It's correct, but I don't really hear people using it that much.
But Italians do use it a lot when talking about things and experiences.
For example, if somebody asks me, come il caffè? How's the coffee? Could I reply, so-so, così-così?
Yes, it sounds very natural like that.
Okay, so let's do a quick review of our examples of così. We heard it meaning so to give emphasis, like so spicy.
Così piccante. Così piccante.
And to give a reason for doing something. In this case, it's like so that. Matteo suggests adding ricotta to the nduja so that it's less strong.
Così è meno forte. Così è meno forte.
You also heard it used for like this, like that, and like so, which are all così in Italian. How would you say like this?
Così.
Yes, like that.
Sì, così.
And finally, when something is so-so, kind of okay-ish, you can say così-così, which we don't really use much as a reply to come stai, how are you, but we do use it a lot to talk about things and experiences.
For example, com'è il caffè? How's the coffee? Così-così.
Let's listen to the conversation again.
La nduja è così buona. Katie, stai bene?
Sì, ma è sempre così piccante.
Aggiungi un po' di ricotta, così è meno forte.
Così?
Sì, così. Com'è?
Così così. Now, there are actually two important situations you should know about where you can't use così when you want to say so in Italian. So we've included those over on the blog, along with the words you should use instead. You'll also see everything from today's lesson written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz. To find out more, head over to our website by clicking on the link in the description.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.